You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Sure enough.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, geeksters. I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters. This is issue 34 of Geek Watch 1, the first issue for 2016. Kylan, it's 2016.
2016.
That's crazy.
One more in 2015.
But, also, we are 11 months and 1 week from the beginnings of this humble little podcast.
That's true.
And, actually, we were going to hit into Geek Watch 1 news, but, guys, at the end of this month, the last weekend in January, there's something huge going to be going on for our 1 year anniversary. We don't have the details yet, but hopefully this week we will nail them down. We'll have Dawn put them up on our website and on the Facebook page and Twitter and all that stuff, so everybody can know to come help us celebrate the 1 year anniversary of Geek Watch 1.
12 months. You know what? It still doesn't seem real.
No,
it doesn't seem real at all.
It still
a
feels
lot
like,
has happened in 12 months.
Oh, yeah. Well, it also feels like we're still trying to find our groove, almost.
Yeah,
trying,
well, you know.
Getting little things here and there tweaked, and hopefully our show forever is going to be doing that. We're always going to tweak out little things. If you guys send us emails at kylanandken@gmail.com, you can also help us tweak the show. Little things, if you like something, if you don't like something, send us an email, let us know.
Well, we're doing
this for you, after all.
Yeah.
It's not for us at all.
No.
Yeah, we could sit around and talk geek stuff all the time without a microphone if we needed. I mean,
of course, we kind of do that anyway.
We're here for the geeksters, and you know, except for that one in the purple and blue polka dot shirt sitting over there in the corner.
Oh, but
you keep
this time
picking on that guy. He's going to come and find you and, like, have words with you.
Yeah.
One of these times there's going to be a person listening to this at the exact moment that you say a specific type of shirt, they're going to be wearing it. And they're going to be like, hey, I'm listening.
I don't know. I don't.
You're just going to really tick someone off. And that's when we're going to get mail. So that'll be good.
There's no bad publicity. Remember, P.T. Barnum said that.
That's right.
No bad publicity, so...
He also said there's a sucker born every minute, but let's move on.
Yeah, but we prefer his things like, I don't care what they say about me in the print, as long as they spell my name right.
That's there you right. go, exactly. You know? Just saying, you know?
It's so, We actually had a good time for New Year's Eve. Now, for you guys, Kylan, do you remember New Year's Eve?
I do remember New Year's Eve.
Kylan and Andy, guys, anybody who's listening, they decided to try to find the bottom of a bottle of Kraken.
And this was within moments of us getting here, okay? This is within the first 5 minutes of us arriving. Kylan was already downstairs here playing ping pong. I didn't know what the game entailed at the time. Until I came down, probably 20 minutes later, and there was already a couple inches of the Kraken bottle gone.
Hey, Kylan was already feeling good, like 20 minutes into this.
Apparently, the whole deal was whoever missed two shots in a row in a ping pong game had to take a shot of Kraken. And they didn't have, like, an actual shot. They were using mugs, so this was, like, approximated. And
don't look at me like that. It wasn't a whole mug. It was like.
And the thing is, Kylan should have known better because Kylan plays with Andy ping pong all the time. Now,
yes.
If you guys have heard any of the stories about Kylan and Andy ping pong, Andy is like an Olympic gold medalist compared to Kylan playing.
Like, yeah, seriously, he is.
Kylan rarely wins.
He knows going in
what's going to happen.
Kylan rarely scores a point.
No, he does score points. Sometimes he does score points.
I have my moments.
Andy lets him. Kylan likes Kraken too, so this seemed like a good deal to him. They did, by the end, they did get through about half of that bottle.
Was it half?
Yeah, it was only like half full when you guys stopped and went upstairs.
There was a couple other people who took shots, but that was about six shots other than what you guys did.
Yeah.
It got to the point where Jessie was helping Andy so that she could miss shots and so Andy would actually drink some.
Yes, that's true. and Jessie wasn't sober either.
Yeah, she was a... Jessie no stay in school, kids.
Whenever Kylan and Andy were going up and down the stairs at certain points, one of us was walking in front of or behind them to make sure they made it up or down as expected.
Yeah, because Andy never put the rails up on the
steps. There was one point where Andy actually purposely dove down the stairs head first. He slid all the way down.
Is that how he got down there so fast?
Yeah, he crawled over to the stairs and then just dove right down.
The thing is, Andy and Kylan, neither one drink on a regular basis.
No.
True.
No.
Every once in a while, they'll have a drink.
Kylan can hold a few drinks. He's fine. But all those shots, that was a bit much.
Yeah.
You missed the headstand belt, took the Christmas tree out.
That's true. We did leave before the leg wrestling and the headstands.
Yeah, there was leg wrestling with Andy and Glenn. Vicky got a shoe upside the head. Came out of nowhere.
And I have a bruise right here.
Vicky's playing Wii and all of a sudden gets a shoe upside the head out of nowhere.
Hit me in the face.
Oh, there were a
the
couple
chest.
Times during the ping pong match that Andy took his pants off. He was ping ponging in his underwear.
See, luckily, Kylan didn't have to take his pants off because he was already in a kilt.
That's true. You guys were in kilts.
So,
Heather was upstairs with a pair of candy cane underwear and said, "Where's my husband?"
That's true. She was. She was looking for him with the candy cane underwear.
Huh?
She had, right before midnight, she was looking for him with the candy cane underwear. She was going to put that underwear on.
Oh, my God.
They amazingly all made it over to the television with everyone else when we did the countdown. Yeah. They did make it.
And also, Vicky was saying earlier, Andy, at some point after you guys left, Andy decided to try to do a handstand.
I became a sandwich.
2 foot from the tree. I caught his feet upside... I was hanging him upside down as he was falling towards the tree to pull him away.
And they have a very large tree.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
That would have been quite an incident.
So that is the New Year's Eve debauchery.
I became a sandwich.
Andy couldn't stop talking about how drunk he was. That's how you know, because he's like, I've never been this drunk. That's how
he said since college.
Since college, that's right.
Vicky ended up in the middle, was the creamy center of a golden Oreo.
Oh, jeez.
I was laying there, Vicky's sitting on my lap as we're watching the ball drop, and Jessie comes over to give us both a big hug.
Lays down top of me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I was...
This was good. See, Vernon, see what you missed by not coming to the party?
I did. I think yours is very exciting, but I think mine was a little bit more exciting. What happened.
Hey, I end up with
we're not even going to talk to Vernon.
See, we can't even... Vernon can't even say what he did.
Because I end up with
it's a little inappropriate.
Yeah,
little.
Well, that was somebody else's problem, not my problem. I don't know.
Well, Vicky made one of her legendary drinks that everybody said they loved.
It was really good.
Yes! Our friend Dave, who actually runs a Klingon bar for the Klingon, the Star Trek fan club's Klingon group, he brought a bottle of Klingon blood wine.
Yeah.
That was also very good.
That was very good.
Vicky had Not Your Father's ginger ale. Mm-hmm. So at one point, she had a cup of hers... A ginger ale, and what else? You had, was it blood wine you had? A little bit of the blood wine also, all sitting in front of her while she's playing Wii.
Yeah, people were definitely mixing stuff together, too. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was good stuff.
So that was our New Year's Eve.
We had to do the alcohol because a couple of kids came up, oh, is this ginger ale? No!
That's true.
I picked up the bottle. The bottle was sitting directly in front of the kid. Now, the kid was old enough. She should have known.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to make sure all the alcohol was on one side of the kitchen, all the non-alcohol on the other. That way they... Because the kids are responsible enough around here that they're not going to drink it if they know they're not supposed to drink it.
Exactly.
So we put a sign on it and moved it.
Yeah. So,
kids here?
Yeah. Andy's kids were here.
And some of their friends and other kids.
Dave brought his two kids. Andy had his kids. Glenn and Heather brought their daughter up. Aurora was the youngest.
Yeah.
And she's, what, 9, 7? I don't know.
Aurora is
some
like
odd number.
Yeah. So the kids range from like 7 to about 13, 14.
Yep.
No, Will was 17.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know if we count him as kid anymore.
Yeah. So a good time was had by all. Did you guys do anything on New Year's Day or did you just recover?
I had a bottle of wine with my mother.
Well. Oh, you finally opened the bottle?
Yeah.
I still say you should have brought her here. She could have hung out with us.
And I don't think you understand about what I meant by my friends are driving me. I kind of have to know where they go.
Well, that you probably could not drink or drive at that point.
I should not. No. I wasn't, thank God.
Well, we stayed home and just relaxed and tried to recover.
Yeah, mostly we chilled.
There was a lot of jello shots involved. That's all I'll say. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of jello. Okay, the person's house we went to had a refrigerator full of jello shots.
Nice.
Refrigerator full.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I know, other than that, this week we also she finished up Dark Matters.
Cool.
Sweet. Okay. Excellent show.
Oh yeah.
We just keep like binge watching them.
I'm 12 or 13 episodes. They're all on Netflix, ready to go.
Well, we're binge watching second season of The 100.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not bad. I never saw the first season, but what I've seen the second season seems kind of cool.
Okay.
So, what else did we watch? The
Croods has a Netflix original I started watching.
Oh. Yeah, the Croods.
Talk.
What else? There's a couple other...
Mickey finished. That's called being respectful.
That was like over like...
Well, because Netflix... We saw that Netflix has a couple other originals that we wanted to watch.
Yeah. So there's going to be more... Well, actually, the binge-watching is going to have to wait till the next break now, I think. But
people binge-watch F for Family.
I've heard of that one.
That is hilarious.
It's only
6 episodes, 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
Won't take
Have you seen BoJack Horseman?
I've watched the
Oh
first
my
season.
God. That's the craziest
I like F for Family better than BoJack.
Really? Okay.
It's not as wild, I guess. This one actually, like, man, this person has a crappy life, and I could see this happen to anybody. That's why I like it.
Good
I
to
sympathize
know.
With them.
Okay, so, we've really only got one other thing to touch on before we get in. What do you got?
I watched something.
What'd you watch?
I watched Star Wars, finally.
Oh, yeah!
Cam's on
we
Star
didn't
Wars!
Get, yes, finally! We never got Cam's views on Star Wars last week. He still hasn't heard our week, our
That's
issue
true.
From
now
last
you,
week
now
either.
Now you can
so.
Listen to the last issue.
But what did you think of Star Wars?
I need to go back and watch the originals. I'm like, there's so much... Wait, I get all these references. I didn't watch any of these references, though. I need to go back and watch
You've never seen the originals?
Not... 5 or 6. I was like,
those
are
the best ones.
You haven't seen the good ones.
Yeah. In my defense, I haven't seen the bad ones either.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen.
So you haven't seen none of them.
You've
I've
only
seen the
seen
first
four?
One. That was like, okay.
First done. Episode or first Star Wars movie made.
First Star Wars movie.
Okay, four, thank God. That's so all.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we saw one.
I know, right? Ken's hurting over there. Cam hurt Ken's feelings.
But overall, you liked it though.
Yes. Okay. I remember Carrington said something about the lightsabers had weight, and it's like, yeah, because he fell kind of hard. I remember. he fell a little hard.
Mm-hmm.
My only problem is with how it ended. That last, just like, spinning shot, I'm like, that wasn't...
It wasn't needed. Necessary.
That See, wasn't that's what needed. Everyone's been talking about, that wasn't needed, yeah.
You know what, I don't care. If I felt like it was needed, because I needed my Kung Fu movie ending, and I got my Kung Fu movie ending.
But it's a Star Wars movie. It's not a Kung Fu movie.
But I needed the Jedi were based on the Shaolin, got the Kung Fu movie.
Right.
Am I right?
You're right.
Thank you.
But see, it has you looking forward to the next
movie,
but
and
it doesn't have you looking forward to Rogue One this year.
It doesn't have
you looking forward to that. It has you looking forward to
the next.
Right.
Mark at Tangibound, I was listening to their episode for this past week, and he was saying there's actually a trailer out for, or there's a teaser for Rogue One that's out available now?
I believe there is.
How did I miss this?
I don't know.
How did I miss this?
Probably because it's not getting play because of
We're still
episodes.
Coming off of
Yeah. Well, see, that's, like I said, the greatest thing about Episode 7 being as huge and rocking the world the way it is, Episode 8 is filming right now, but no one's paying attention. They can do anything they want.
No, they're not quite started yet. I think it's February.
Well, they've done some filming.
This month.
I know they've done some filming already because the Skellig Michael, where they filmed the final scene of Episode 7, they can only get on that island like 3 months out of the year. That the government will not let them on that island. Anybody.
Right.
So they had to film in November.
Some of it with the first movie, too. Yeah.
So some things, because of
the
way
apparently there is an official teaser trailer out for Rogue One.
Oh. But see, like I said,
one day it was only posted one day ago.
The reason that
don't watch it.
It's so great.
Watch.
Yeah, you watch it. We'll watch it after this. It's killing me not to see
that's
it too.
Also from April.
Never mind. That's not the same one.
Actually, the one from April, maybe the teaser they did at Celebration, because
that's
did,
possible.
Which was the one from Celebration was basically just motion shots.
Yeah, that's all.
It was like a motion poster.
Yeah, that's all it was.
No,
yeah.
That's movie, not the right MoviePilot.com one. One day ago said they released a teaser.
Yeah, so. But if I remember right, MoviePilot sometimes runs with stuff that's not quite
that's why I'm
out there yet.
It.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You usually want to double check that with Screen Rant coming soon and a couple other ones. Because MoviePilot will
just,
put it out there.
Or just see if there's a link.
Yeah, that too.
Usually Instagram is for that. But they will take you anywhere.
Let's. So is that basically what you had for Star Wars at the moment, Cam?
He did like it.
The only other things I didn't like were the two wiping transitions. I'm like, this is a multi-billion-dollar movie. You could have made the transition.
No, see, that was classic.
That's Star Wars. That came out.
If you watch all the early movies,
you can't say that. Edit that out. He doesn't know. He hasn't seen those.
I'm an editor. I'm like, I can do that.
No, he can have his comments on the movie. Yeah, you know.
If it's from a classic, like, keep it in there. That's why it made so much money. That's all I'm.
There are a lot of references to the original movies. Yeah. That's what it comes.
They
down
did
to.
That right.
Yeah. So. But let's go ahead and do this little bit of... Andy's not here to give us Mother Wife Creation news, but remember, Con on the Cob is coming up next November, guys, but get your hotel rooms now. If you want to guarantee that you're going to get a hotel room, I talked to Andy before New Year's Eve. He said they're, everything's up and available. The hotel is ready to take reservations right now. So if you want a Cob crate, last year the Cob crate had all kinds of stuff in it. It had stickers and buttons and... game supplements from like three or four different games. It had a playmat for Dementalism, which is Andy's game. There he gets stuff from. It had Geekwatch 1 buttons or stickers or something
in there. We'll have something in there again this year too.
It's an early bird thing. You have to get your hotel room before. I don't know the exact time, but usually it's before the end of January or February. If you reserve your hotel room, you can get a Cob crate. So, and I know he has other deals like that going. We'll get more details after I talk to him again. Also, you can buy your badges for Con of the Cob now. The earlier you buy them, the better chance we know of how many people are going to be there.
Right.
Also, you can actually add your games and events and panels and things like that to the schedule now. Go through the Con of the Cob website, and you can actually schedule all your stuff now, and you don't have to worry about it for later. So if you want to play a game and bring your own game and look for players, put it up there now. Don't wait till the last minute, because then Crystal starts pulling her hair out and saying things that are not good to be said.
Make life easier for Crystal, please!
If you guys got ideas for panels, seriously, I'm starting now.
You don't even have to send it to the Oddmall page. You can send it right to us at kylanandken@gmail.com. If you're not sure if it's a good idea, just ask us. If you have something and you're maybe looking for extra speakers for a panel, anything about gaming or geek stuff or comics or podcasting, anything like that, just send us the ideas and we can get them on the schedule.
Last year we actually had a fan that wanted to do a panel, and we worked with her. She and her friends did a panel. It turned out to be really popular. Did really
it was a
well.
Highly interesting after-hours adult panel.
Yeah.
Yes.
That they're going to be doing again. And I did hear her at the New Year's Eve party telling her man to get it together a little earlier and maybe have more ideas for it earlier on.
Also, if you have ideas for a panel but you yourself don't know about anything about it or you don't want to do the panel yourself, it's just something you want to see, let us know, and absolutely. We can see about getting... We know plenty of people.
Yep.
Yeah.
But back on the podcast panels, we're not going to make a full announcement yet, but there is big news coming for podcasting in general for Con of the Cob. It is definitely coming that we know it's going to happen. We're just not ready to make the full announcement.
Basically a bigger presence.
Yes.
And we're looking for more panels about the process and that kind of thing. So if you have ideas for that, if you want to see something... If you want to hear about how to do stuff in podcasting, just let us know.
We actually have a meeting about that on Monday. Mm-hmm. We got to remember that. But we can't announce. Mark and Jim from Tangent Bound are going to have their booth set up for the whole con this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be coming over. We're going to be working with them to bring more podcasting to it. So if you like listening to our show but want to see some other stuff, hopefully we'll have some live shows. We'll have some other things going. But we'll make full-on announcements as soon as they talk to Andy and we get everything in cement. Right now, it's kind of sitting in clay. It's sitting in the clay at the moment. It's not quite been forged.
It's in the mold. We're waiting.
So, that covers Con on the Cob. Remember, Oddball Expedition Elsewhere is coming to Canton, Ohio on February 13th and 14th. And if you go to oddball.info, from there, you can choose Expedition Elsewhere or Oddball Ohio, which is the Akron Oddball. Or you can, if you want, if you're out on the West Coast, Oddball Northwest, I think is what they call it, in Seattle. There are three odd malls right now, officially.
That's right.
And there is a fourth one in the works that they're still working on licensing and stuff, so it hopefully in the future it will be coming a little more south of us.
Right.
So,
and if you're not sure where Canton, Ohio is, if you're in slightly outside the Northeast Ohio area, it's just south of Akron. Like, seriously, 15, 20 minutes. It's not that far. So if you've been to the Akron one, if you're from out of the area, it's not that much farther to travel. Or if you're coming from the south, it's actually a little closer.
Yeah. So I think that covers all the outside news. But so today's the show, guys. The main gist of the show is this is our first show of 2016. We wanted to know what all of the GeekWatch One family wants to see and is looking forward to for 2016 in the world of geekdom. Now, unfortunately, we have Cam and Vernon here.
You said unfortunately.
Well, no.
Be careful how you form your sentence.
Let me finish my thought. I say, Cam and Vernon, say hello, guys.
Hey, hola.
Okay, see, they didn't know how to do it.
Exciting as usual.
But, unfortunately, Bart was not able to make it here today. He's actually in the hospital.
Yeah.
Our thoughts, prayers go out to
Hopefully
Bart.
Hopefully he's home by now. That's right. He's supposed to get home today, so.
He had an extreme allergic reaction to,
Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
To Puss in Boots.
He has some allergy issues and things, and he was at Andy's house a little bit too long with the cats and things, so. But hopefully he will be out today and it'll be all good. But he did send his list of what he's looking forward to. So, Bart, by the time you hear this, you'll probably be out of the hospital.
I should hope so.
So, if not, I gotta talk to these doctors. But, we will definitely have him with us next time for the show. But he did send his list of what he's looking forward to.
That's right.
And the first one is actually what I'm looking forward to. Vicky and I are going out Tuesday to get this. So, as the show drops, it's already out, guys. The Star Wars The Force Awakens novelization. Now, this is actually written by Alan Dean Foster, and I know Kylan and Dawn, you guys know who this guy is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bert.
Yes. Are you going to start calling them Ernie and Bert, really? Because I want that to happen now.
that could work. But Cameron and Vernon, do you guys know who Alan Dean Foster is?
No. Without Other than looking being him up author. On Google.
No.
Vernon's about to start
Googling. He gets his laptop right away.
No. Well, the big thing for Star Wars fans was... back in the when the original Star Wars novel came out, or movie came out, the novelization came out, and it was supposedly written by George Lucas. But no, what it was George Lucas had Alan Dean Foster write the novel based on the screenplays and stuff that Lucas had done. So Alan Dean Foster wrote the original Star Wars novel.
So he's a ghostwriter.
Yeah, he was a ghostwriter for that novel. But, so, the publishers actually had him come back to do the Force Awakens novelization. To bring it all around full circle again. I'm sure he's done other Star Wars books since then.
He's done Star Trek, too.
Yeah, he's done a lot of...
He's done a lot of science fiction stuff.
In sci-fi fantasy.
But I know Vicky and I were looking forward to this. Bart says, we talked about this last week, and it will be out by the time the issue comes out. That's the only thing he put up. It's out January 5th. Now, there's two different versions of this. The hardcover, actually, Eris Schoenweiss, that works for Del Rey, who's putting out the books... was talking on GeekWatch One or GeekWatch.
Really?
I always mess these
really?
Up. On Geek Out Loud. What? I'm all over the place. But he was talking on Geek Out Loud with Steve Lawson that the book itself is coming out classic old school novelization. It's got like the 8-page glossy photo section in the middle.
Nice.
Jeez.
But if you go to Barnes and Noble, it has an extra 8 pages in there. You get a 16-page spread in the middle.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
So we're going to Barnes & Noble Tuesday night to go get the book.
Why am I not surprised?
Is it soft cover?
No, it's hardcover.
No, it's hardcover.
Really,
but the hardcover right now, Barnes & Noble's website has listed at $19. It's the
And of course, if you're part of their club, you get a discount on it anyway.
Yeah. I was going to order it online, but they don't have like a free site to store. So it's pay like an extra $4 for shipping.
Really?
So I was like, I'll just go to the store.
Barnes and Noble, come on, get it together.
Yeah. Well, if I sign up with a credit card, I can get on their club and get free shipping, but then I wouldn't get it until Thursday.
Right.
They're not like Amazon where you buy it and you get it on the release day.
That's right.
No, they ship it on release
day. We know you have it ahead of time.
Yeah. So that's the Star Wars Force Awakens. Now, I guess...
And it's based... The novelization is based on an earlier version of the script.
Yeah.
So it's going to have some details that didn't make it to the movie, but... are apparently going to obviously be canon because they're still in the book. So.
Well, they're canon because the story group still approved everything that made it into the book.
Exactly.
So they said, okay, well, this stuff didn't make it into the final script because we already know if everybody... What?
Man,
Drop this phone. Oh, Kylan was all out of sorts all of a sudden because he didn't have his phone anymore.
No, all of a sudden, like, I just, like, my phone just, it flew out of my hand and boop, boop, boop.
It was the force. Ken forced it
in. And then I was just like, honestly, it's like something but, just...
The Force did.
Everybody who saw the trailers and then saw Star Wars Force realized there's stuff missing that was in the trailers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, some of this is going to be in the book, and that means we also, by seeing that, those were finished scenes. That means there's at least 20 to 30 minutes or more of cut footage that is not in there that we're going to get at some point.
Director's cut?
That possibly, that I don't see a director's cut, but I do see plenty extras of behind the scenes and deleted scenes. So, and if they're in the book, that means they were actually still canon.
And there's been plenty leaked online about the book anyway.
Yeah.
About the little extras that it does. It does answer some questions, at least other questions. So.
Yeah. Well, the leaks. Interesting. Anybody who actually reads ebooks, the ebook Kindle edition and everything else has been out since the movie released.
Right.
They released the ebook and then they put this out a month later.
Right.
Which I don't understand, but hey. The next one on Bart's list, he has. It's called Peace Talks. By Jim Butcher. It's the next book in the Dresden Files.
Mm-hmm.
It says the final edit is due out to the publisher this month, so we should be seeing it sometime this year.
That's right.
So I don't know. You guys know more about books. When you send your final book to the publisher, how long is it usually?
It's at least a couple months. Mm-hmm. So you're probably talking May, June at the earliest, I would think.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's the next one in the Dresden Files. It's, you know, whoever likes that series about... kind of like a wizarding in the real world, I guess you could say, the way he is. And he faces off against all sorts of things in the magic world and the realm. And I don't know if he still has it in the books, if he has the talking skull or not, but in the graphic novel, I know he did. He had a skull that he...
Oh, yeah. Well, that was in the TV show, too. If anybody was paying attention back to 05, 06, somewhere in there, the Sci-Fi Channel actually made a one season... like 6 or 8 episode show of the Dresden Files.
That's right.
Starring, what's his name?
Blackthorne.
Paul Blackthorne.
Paul Blackthorne,
who's currently on Arrow. From
Arrow would know Paul Blackthorne as Lance, but he played Harry Dresden.
That's right.
And it was, I loved the show. It should have been. They're
really good
they
stories.
It.
I mean, it's hugely popular. Jim Butcher's a great author. We have it on our list to get into, but as with so much fantasy sci-fi stuff, it's yet another series, and you have to commit.
Yeah,
you know, you're not just reading one book. So we haven't gotten into it yet.
What I liked about it was it's almost a very similar idea to Harry Potter, just in modern time Chicago.
In a way, yeah.
Because where Harry Potter is in the real world, and they're hiding it from the regular people, the muggles.
Right.
But in Dresden, they're doing the same thing. He's working as magic, but he has to try to keep it under wraps as much as possible.
And a lot of it's, like, criminal stuff that's going on, and then he discovers there's a magic side to it, and that's the only way that it can be solved.
So, it's an interesting idea. I like the world. At some point, it's another one that's on my list, but I got a stack of books this tall that I'm trying to get to. Especially the one you just gave me for Christmas. That looks awesome, too. That one should be easier, though, because it's all short stories.
Exactly. Right. That's one of the reasons we picked it out.
It'd be a good bathroom reader. You sit there, read through a story, move on. Okay. The last set of books that Bart had here... was one is called The Star... They're both from Marissa Meyer, which I don't know who the author, but on February 2nd, we have The Stars Above, which, according to this, is it is the entire Lunar Chronicles series, plus two new short stories that have never before been published. So anybody who knows the Lunar Chronicles, which I don't know these ones, but...
I'm familiar.
Bart's going to have to fill us in on these ones. And also, this one sounds interesting, though. The second one on his list is scheduled for November 9th. It's called Heartless. It's actually a new novel about the Queen of Hearts.
I'm not sure if that might be part of a series as well, because I know there are a couple of Alice in Wonderland type series out there following different characters. I'm not sure if that's actually part of a series.
See, this is one we should have had.
Is it
going to
be also a movie? Because I know they had another one in the works.
They'll look through the Looking Glass.
Yeah,
Glass, which is just following on the Alice story. But this is kind of like a different world setting of them. But so I'm not sure if that's part of a series or not.
See, this is one we should have had Heather here with us because she knows all about Alice and all that stuff.
Yeah. We don't. We've never seen it.
Yeah, we got to see the first one still before we see that one. I saw the original Disney cartoon. That was cool. It was trippy and crazy and nuts. But
so was the live action with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Well, I'm not seeing that one. But
yeah.
I remember the one. What was it? Sometime in the '80s, they made a live action version that was like for television.
They
or
made
something.
A miniseries. Yep.
Yeah.
I saw that. And they actually, just a couple years ago, they did one as well.
Yeah.
That's
on,
the one
that was on Sci-Fi, I think.
Sci-Fi, yeah.
Sci-Fi? Was that the one that we saw?
Yeah, that, on Sci-Fi, because they were able to go into some weird territory that wasn't that wasn't originally the way it was.
Quite honestly, if you're an Alice fan, there's enough stuff out there with alternates and stuff. Because they had Once Upon a Time had the spinoff that didn't work out.
Yeah.
That actually was a decent show.
I mean, it went into weird territory, but then again, that's Once Upon a Time.
But I'm glad they had like the guy come into Once Upon a Time because he was my favorite.
That's right. Yeah.
He was the werewolf on Being Human.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I still got to see the American version of Being Human. We've seen almost the entire run of the British version.
I like the British version, so I won't watch the American version.
The final season is
honestly not that bad. It's really not.
Yeah, we saw like the first episode of the final season. We didn't see the full thing. But then the final season, you got weird because there's no original characters in it.
I think there was one.
Or no, is the ghost still there?
I think there was. No, I think it. Maybe the vampire was still there. One of them was still there.
No.
Or one of them showed up.
You know what
up.
It is? The season before the last one, they had all but the ghost was the only one there from the original. I think they swapped her out for the final season.
Yeah.
They let her and the baby go to heaven or whatever. Yeah.
So
they all died.
But that's all of Bart's books that he's looking for from... That's Bart's book list at the moment. But the other one he does touch on here that we've talked about whether or not we should cover it on the show anyway, because none of us really watched the original, but... Anybody in geekdom who's been paying attention at all realizes Mystery Science Theater 3000 is coming back.
I heard that. So they watched the original.
Got funded, plus more, plus more, plus more. I think they hit their funding goal faster than anybody else ever has on Kickstarter or something like that. They set some records, I know that. But they said as of right now, they're going to have 12 episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Now, anybody who's familiar with the show realize that's 12 really bad movies they're going to cover. Because one episode of MST3K is at least 2 to 2.5 hours long, because they basically give you a running commentary for a really bad movie.
Yes.
And that's why I have never watched that.
See, some of the movies
I cannot purposely sit through bad movies.
Well, there's one I want to see, because when I was a kid, I remember watching this movie. I've never seen it since. Remember Laser Blast?
Vaguely.
I think it was some alien thing, rock thing, fell down, and kid... put it on a pendant, and it started like possessing him or something, and got embedded in his chest, and he could shoot blasts. Or
yeah,
MST3K did one on that.
MST3K did a, you know how like back in the '80s, some of the action shows, they would package them together. They would take two episodes that had nothing to do with each other and package them as a movie.
Yeah,
they did that with this. There was a series called the Master. With Lee Van Cleef and Shoka Shugi. And Lee Van Cleef was this World War II veteran who stayed in Japan and became a ninja master. Because, you know, that's what would happen after we nuked the heck out of Japan.
That's what you do.
So, okay. So, anyway, he meets up with Timothy Van Patten, who is... And Timothy Van Patten is helping them look for his long... helping Lee Van Cleef look for his long-lost daughter or something like that. So anyway, they do an episode, and they're watching this movie, and the show was already bad, and the episode actually just made it even worse. I mean, the commentary was good, and it was funny, but it made me wonder, why did I waste so many Friday nights watching that show?
Because there was nothing else on.
No, there was
and
plenty
I like ninjas a lot.
We were talking about that earlier. There was plenty of bad 80s stuff to watch.
Yes.
And at some point, we're going to have to do a show on really bad 80s TV.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some nice little nuggets in there that are terrible shows, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them that... I mean, you could even look at stuff like Knight Rider. It really was not a great show, but it was a blast to watch always. A-Team, probably looking at it now... would not have been a fantastic show for the time it was.
Well, you know...
Well, that's just it. Comparing it to things now, most of the stuff was crap.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know...
We can get into, like, Manimal and, and Carman and some of these other ones. I remember when Sci-Fi Channel first started, back in the 90s, they didn't have any of their own original programming, so they had actually bought the rights to all of these one-shot, one-season shows from the 80s, and they would just run, like a... 3-day marathon of the entire season.
Right.
It was before they had Netflix or anything like that, so.
Yeah.
But, also, anybody who wants to know what MST3K is about, look up Riff Tracks online. Which is basically, it is the guys who did MST3K doing their commentaries over actual movies you've seen.
Right.
Doing stuff like Independence Day. We saw when we... Was it when in front of Star Wars that we saw the Fandango trailer? For they were doing Starship Troopers riff tracks.
Yeah.
That's coming up this month, I think, in January. We're going to have to find out when that is, because I like that movie anyway.
Right.
And so just seeing their commentary on it would be hilarious. So, but it says here there's going to be... it is an actual brand new cast, but Joel, who was the guy that was being forced to watch these shows on the show, is the executive producer now.
Oh, he is?
So he's not actually a character on the show. He's going to be producing.
Okay.
So, and I guess he was one of the major writers from the original show also.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the people who did the original is coming back and doing more. Now, no one knows, as far as I know right now, no one knows where this is going to be able to be seen at. We don't know if it's going to be Netflix. Netflix seems like the perfect place for it because a lot of the old MST3K is on there still.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll be Netflix or Hulu or maybe Sci-Fi will pick it up again. Sci-Fi and Comedy Central, one of those guys had it originally.
True.
I think it was Comedy Central that had it. So we'll see what is coming. But that's the end of Bart's list for what he's looking forward to. There's actually some pretty good stuff in there. But, Cam, yours is the next on the list. What do you got for us? What are you looking forward to for next year in the realm of video games?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot of stuff I can't afford. If you own anything Nintendo and have money, I'm slightly jealous of you. Bravely Second's coming out for the 3DS, and it looks like Bravely Default 1. It looks like a moving art book on my 3DS in 3D. It's like, well, I wish I had talent like this. I wish I could just draw a little bit. But it's an RPG that has Final Fantasy IV's engine into it, because Square Enix made it, and they're making everything this year. They're technically half of my list this for next year, so I'm looking forward to that. Fire Emblem Fates, because Japan gets everything, so like, we'll give them leftovers. We were like, but we want actual games, and they were like, fine, we'll split this game up into three games, give us $80, and you can have all of them. Plus some nice stuff. And I was like, CJ, we should do this. My pre-order's like, he looked at me the next day, my pre-order's already paid for, so you got this. And I was like, oh.
Or not.
I was like, you should help me. And he was like, nah. But Final Fantasy and RPG and your turn then my turn. Go play Awakening. But I'm poor.
You need to get a job.
I would if Seth was like, yeah, come take some more hours. I would.
A temp job is not a job.
Yeah, it's a job enough for me to pay for my bad habit. For the Wii U, Nintendo keeps promising the new Zelda, but it's going to be on the NX. We know it's going to be on the NX.
What's that, the next Wii?
Yeah, they're like, it's a secret, don't tell anybody. Like, no, you should just tell us what it's going to be. So we know if you want to buy it or not. Because the patents they have, if you buy a bunch of them and link them together, it's powerful than it's more powerful than the Xbox One and PS4 put together. But that's a big promise. And Nintendo, you don't do good with promises.
Oh! Well, see, I've always seen, especially since when they finally did tap out and finally said, you know what, we're not going to try to build the biggest, baddest system out there. When they went into start doing the Wii, it seemed like they found the right market for them. They've made it a point where this is a family system, mm-hmm. where you and the kids can sit down and have a good time all night, like Mario Party and all these other games where you get like four or five people just smashing on each other and having a good time. That's the niche that they've found, that they need to stay in that niche, because I don't think money-wise, they're not going to be able to compete with Sony and Microsoft.
They're fine money-wise. They're like, we can make another game.
They're not putting that into their technology.
Because they're working on other stuff. Like, there's a Nintendo theme park being developed right now.
Yeah.
We're like, no, make games. They're like, no, we have better ideas. And like, no, make games. But everyone's like, the Wii U's going to be amazing. And then three people bought one. I am one of those three people.
Hazel has one upstairs. He's number two. Who's the other person?
My cousin CJ.
There you go. We know all three people bought it.
For the PS4, I just want Street Fighter. I want it, and I want it now because it's easier to do combos. It looks amazing. There's going to be some type of story.
Wait, a fighting game with an actual story?
Right? It's crazy, isn't
it? There's plenty of fighting games with actual story.
Mortal Kombat doesn't count.
No. An actual story, not just fight. Okay, next fight. Next fight.
But I thought that was the whole point. You smash the button.
That's the whole point of fighting.
Yeah, fighting games, that's really what the point of it is. You sit there and just mash buttons until you
get something. And I know we're going to end up getting Street Fighter because I know how much you like that.
I have Street Fighter 4.
You should invite me over so I can come play too.
And then, what's the other one? I know you didn't list it, but Tekken has a new one coming out.
Tekken 7! And everyone lost their mind!
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
You didn't know there was another
one? No, wait, hold.
Tekken. Cam, what's the news on Tekken 7?
So Tekken 7 is going to have Akuma. Everyone's like, how come he's not... Oh, that's why he's not a Street Fighter 5. Why isn't he a Street Fighter 5? He makes more sense. It's like Heihachi and his son Jin are doing bad stuff, and his wife and mom were like, hey, if you kill him, I'll give you money so you can afford to beat Ryu and Ken. And Akuma was like, I'll do it. I'll kill Ryu and Jin. I like money. I'm evil. So yeah, Akuma's going to be in Tekken 7 now. And he looks amazing. He's got all of his Street Fighter moves, too.
And Tekken is cross-platform, too. They've got it's being released on everything.
It is?
But Street Fighter's only being released on PS4.
And PC.
And PC.
I thought, yeah. What do you got, babe?
I want Indian food after this.
Oh, okay. But no, I thought Tekken was a Sony license. Originally. Didn't Sony make it? Well, they don't make their own games, but it was originally a PlayStation only.
Tekken? Yeah, Tekken originally was.
Yeah.
So this, I think there's
so the past few, I thought the past few had been available on everything.
Tekken 6, I don't remember because I don't play Tekken, but Tekken Tag Tournament, yeah, Tekken Cross Street Fighter on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I know because my cousin was like, we're bringing this to school and we're going to show everyone how good we are. And then we weren't allowed to come back to after school stuff anymore.
Yo!
So it's a good year for fighting games.
So there you go. You get a couple fighting games this year.
But Tekken 7 is on my list because Street Fighter. I'm more rooted into Street Fighter than Tekken.
See, you know...
That's
me, too. I've always...
We're doing that last
since
night.
Street Fighter 2. Because for some reason, I don't even remember where Street Fighter 1... Was that arcade only or something like that?
No, Street Fighter 1 was arcade. It was an arcade game, but...
Street Fighter 2 was when fighting games hit the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, there was other stuff out there.
Yeah,
but Street Fighter 2 broke everything. Because then, I mean, Mortal Kombat hit right after Street Fighter 2,
right?
And it basically was the two of them, and then you had like Killer Instinct, a couple other ones trying to get in there, but they had no way to get anywhere near Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. But I remember Street Fighter 2. I used to love that game. I played the crap out of that game in the arcade at the old Aladdin's Castle, the Rolling Acres Mall, which you've never even heard of.
I know Rolling Acres Mall. It doesn't exist anymore.
It does. It's still there, but
there's no reason to go there.
The thing is they need to like think outside of the box. That would be a fantastic Walking Dead studio.
Yeah, the mall.
No, it would be a fantastic Trapped event.
Yeah,
trapped room events where you're supposed to escape. They have one now.
They're bringing one to Cleveland.
Oh, there's already one in Cleveland.
Okay. But yeah, no, the mall, what she was saying, it would be a great film studio, or there's someone, that, I think you should know about this, because it was, I think, Toronto. Someone took one of those old dilapidated malls, turned it into a zombie experience with paintball.
Yep.
Where you're actually trying to survive, it's like a survival, an all-night, 12-hour, massive paintball against zombies.
Crap!
And it's an old, rundown mall.
Yep.
Because I know so many books and stuff that had, like, the post-apocalyptic stuff where they needed an abandoned mall.
Well, we've been to the mall a couple times when they had one of our friends worked for a place that had like a big sale there or something in one of the previously occupied spaces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we went and like as soon as you drive up to it, it's like you think zombie because there's weeds growing in the parking lot and there's like nobody around.
It's like that Rolling Acres too.
Yeah, it's all like that.
There's a lot of weeds up there. It's just like, oh my goodness.
And
I grew up going to that mall when it was still actually active.
I was going up there when they had the Target downstairs. So, remember that?
But now that we've gone way away from video games, let's bring it back and finish up the video games here.
Finish up your video game list. There we go.
You had Street Fighter V, which we touched on. What's next? You had the Xbox One Inside. What's that?
So, the people that made Limbo were like, we need more money.
Limbo's so good.
It is, but those achievements are so hard.
As Vernon wakes up, says a comment, goes back to sleep.
It's so hard. But the people that made Limbo are making another game because why not? Limbo was such a big success. It's called Inside. We don't know anything about it, except you are a prisoner that acts like all the other prisoners, but you're trying to get outside the jail. Why? I don't know.
So it's a prisoner trying to break out. Like,
so you're trying to escape.
Yeah, but... Well, I understand the why part, but, like, how did he get there? What's his story? Who is he? We don't know all these things. It's just like, yep, we're making another game.
Okay.
It was supposed to come out this year, but...
And that's exclusive to Xbox One?
For now, that we know of, but they're probably going to go, we want more money, so PlayStation.
Give it a few months.
You have the bigger install base anyway, so if you just put this on the PS4, it'd be nice. Please.
Well, the next one you have on your list, I'm actually interested in, because we were talking about how Tekken was originally just PlayStation only. This one was also PlayStation only, or it was Nintendo only, then it switched to PlayStation only. Now they're playing for everybody?
I have some words about the next game on my list.
Well, the next one on the list, last one you have on your list, is the Final Fantasy
15. So, this... I can't say bad words.
No.
This game's... Whoa. What's it...
Phenomenally awesome or phenomenally bad?
It's been in production hell for, like, 13 years?
13? Well, yeah.
Like,
wait, yeah.
I thought I was going on 15, honestly. I'm 20. This game was announced after Final Fantasy 12. It's like, this game's been in... We're going to make it. We promise. Then let's make all these other Final Fantasies, these spin-offs, then it was okay.
Right.
Time to make our spin-off. What's it going to be called?
You didn't like Lightning?
I like the first one, and then I'm like, this story is so convoluted. This makes Kingdom Hearts story look easy.
What? That's one they need to put to Xbox. A lot of Xbox to have is some of the Kingdom Hearts stuff.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out.
Huh?
Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out, just not...
Is it going to be on Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just not this year.
See, I'm a Cloud fan, so yeah. I don't really
care about Smash. Smash. Cloud came out to Smash a few weeks ago.
We don't have a Nintendo.
I do.
You know someone!
I'm a Halo girl.
Yeah, she's all about Halo.
I like to play, and I find it hilarious when you get the little boys, like, arguing if I'm a girl or a boy, because I play under Ken's account. It's funny.
So do you think Final Fantasy 15 is coming out?
Oh, it is. They're like, yeah.
It is coming out this year?
Have they actually given it a date yet?
Some... Before the end of this year.
Well, yeah.
Well, everyone's like, but how do you know? It's like, because they've took the main guy working on it works on Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, and something else. So we're like, hey, you need to stop. Pick one thing. He was like, but Kingdom Hearts. Okay. Kingdom Hearts got 25% done in development. Go back to Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Now. But now. Fine. And then, like, four years ago, they were like, we can't call this game Final Fantasy Versus 13. We can't do anything you want to do with this game. So start from the beginning.
Oh.
But, fine. So he changed the entire script, the name, some characters, and it's like, is this why the game's taking forever? It's like, no, they just won't let me do what I want.
Are they at least going to have, like, the classic summons and stuff? Because that seems like the only thing that's pass from game to game is you have the same
classic
characters. The same character summons sometimes.
Yes and no, because it's set in modern day, which is weird for Final Fantasy. Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
Like it's modern day Earth, modern day?
Modern day for them. For Final Fantasy. Like, there are cars. I was like, that's...
Well, like Final Fantasy has cars. Since 7, it seems. I don't remember a lot of the games before that, but it seems like it's a weird mashup of future tech in a old school world.
Yep.
Which is a weird mashup, but it works for Final Fantasy. It's basically a Final Fantasy world.
Worth a couple Japanese things.
Well, because you have like monorails and stuff like that and all this tech and steam and everything else.
See, and I've never played anything beyond Final Fantasy 1, although I've been told I really should play Final Fantasy 7.
Well, that one, did they release the remake of that yet? Or is that still...
I heard a remake's supposed to be coming out this year.
No.
That's why I'm asking.
No.
No?
Like, the last week of December, they were like, hey, you can get Final Fantasy VII PC version upscaled on your PS4. Have fun. Like, you just released this to hold us out until the next game comes out, didn't you? So when is the remake coming out?
So what it is... Here, look at this shiny. Look at this shiny. Don't pay attention to what that other hand is doing.
Yeah, but 7 Remake should come out in 2018 if Nomura stops and focuses on one game at a time.
What?
Yes, Nomura has his hand in literally everything. If it's Square Enix, he's like, yes, this is mine. I made this. This is mine.
Made my foot.
He's like,
see, you should have been periscoping that.
Yeah.
who just got fired? Not fired. Hideo Kojima, he was like, so...
Oh, yeah, he got booted from...
See, everyone's like, this happened. No, this happened. No, this happened. He was like, I just was like, no, I'm leaving. And they were like, but we need you. I am leaving. No. Everything you do is bad. They were like, all right, we're going to make mobile games now. We lost our key asset, so mobile games.
Woohoo.
And then everyone in Japan's like, eh. And everyone in America's like, we hate Konami.
Yeah, I'm like, well, when I heard he left, I was pretty much done because, he was behind Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
And I pretty much liked everything he did. When I heard he left, I was like, done. I'm like, okay, I'm not interested anymore.
After PT, I was like, so this man no longer has a job. Like, no, he still works there. What's he do? His game's done. He just works there doing stuff. Stuff like what? This game is literally done. They're just holding off the release date because they can. Konami's the new Sega.
Ooh. R.I.P.
And we know how Sega...
Yeah, but no, Sega's still running officially.
Okay, alright, I take that back.
They're what, now
Konami
licensing
is the
entity?
New Sonic team. Sonic is awful now. Sega as a whole makes decent games. I've got their last good 3DS game on my 3DS. Mm-hmm. Beat
See,
it.
I think they did make the right choice, though, when they stopped making consoles. And said, you know what? We can't keep up with these guys. So, yeah. We're just going to keep putting games and let them pay us for our games.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
exactly.
There's no shame in figuring out what you're good at and sticking to that. You know, there's no shame in that.
Yeah.
I think, like, this Sega saw that, you know, Sony is... No, they were developing by leaps and bounds. Nintendo, leap and bounds.
Microsoft. They're doing something in the corner.
Well, so, see, what it is Sony, in the video game world, seems like they're basically the Disney of the movie world. Where it's like, everybody else is like, they're Disney money, you can't beat it. You can't, Sony, you can't beat Sony's money.
No, you can't. I'll admit, when I bought the PS2. I wasn't sure what to expect because I'm like, okay, no, it's a video game. No, I was one of those people that was up all night long gaming,
yeah.
And they know their stuff, and I'm just honestly Nintendo for everything Nintendo is good at. Nintendo has never given me. An experience where I felt like staying up all night. And I don't really consider myself to be a gamer per se, but if there's something that I'm into, I'm really into it. And like the PlayStation 4, I am super happy with. You know, yet again, it's all I can do is to not pull me into. I can't be up all night.
That's why there's certain games I don't sit down to play much because Final Fantasy X was like that for me, to where you sit down to play, and you look up, it's 4 hours. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. I gotta be working 10 minutes.
Yes.
For Nintendo, what killed them this console was they had no third-party support. Because after the Wii, they were like, let's make a tablet. Everyone's like, don't do that. Don't. We'll do it anyway. Just get some third-party support. We already know everything Nintendo makes that is made in-house is gold. They have the best console exclusives.
Yeah.
Microsoft had 3, Sony had like 7, Nintendo had like 60 if you want to count all the indie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mario Kart 8 is the best racing game.
Yeah.
Splatoon has won all these awards. I'm like, no!
I never heard of
that. That's not a real shooter! I have this game! It's good, but no, it does not deserve all these awards.
Yeah, before we mention that on our show, I'd never even heard of that game.
Like,
I think it's just you have to be a Nintendo person.
Like,
yeah.
They actually have ads for it.
As
you
came to pick me up,
right.
I got an email saying, hey, Splatoon is being played on Awesome Games on Quick. I was like, how do you speedrun that? It's an online game. Oh, they're doing the story. How do you speedrun that? And like, oh, they found a way.
Well, that is one thing that Nintendo, other than, like I said earlier, that they focus on your more casual and party style games. But they have, I think, they're like the Marvel or DC is with comic books, with the amount of characters they can play with.
Yes.
Nintendo has that with the amount of characters that are just Nintendo exclusives. That's how you get, like, Super Smash Brothers and get 40 characters in this game, because they're specific characters that Nintendo owns.
Right.
Nintendo what? Doesn't own Pac-Man. Nintendo doesn't own Cloud. They don't own Snake. They don't own Sonic.
Yeah, but they're smart enough to
give... all in Smash. I'm like, Nomura, how'd you... How did... Not Nomura. Sakurai, how'd you manage this?
Well, they gave the people who own those characters a lot of money.
Sega
talks a lot.
Square Enix doesn't need any more money.
I think Square
was just like, put us back on something, hey, Nintendo.
You have $10 million, and someone offered, hey, would you like another $10 million? You're going to say no?
it's like,
what
Disney,
am I doing with... What am I doing? That's the question. Like,
the day so Disney
$10 might not be enough.
The day Disney gave Square Disney money... All of a sudden, Square's like, wait, you mean to tell me that we can create stuff with other people's characters and they want to play that too? Okay, then. Square's smart.
I want Square to make a console, but I'm like, no, it's going to mess up, because that's what happened with Dreamcast.
No, let them make software.
Yeah, big fish, Square, small pond.
Yes, yeah, Square is amazing at games.
Yeah. Okay, well, we gotta get this moving. Vern. Let's move on to Vern's list. I think ours... For our list, we're going to touch on Vernon. We're going to get into comics here in a minute. You guys, the TV that we're looking forward to, there's some phenomenal stuff coming out. And I know next week we're going to be talking we'll talk TV the entire show. It'll be the four of us doing our mid-season comebacks and stuff. Let's talk a little bit of movies after Vernon, and then we're going to have to get it going here, guys.
One TV show.
So, Vernon, what do you have in the realm of comic books that's coming?
Also, coming out this year, there's like 41 TV shows coming out based on comic book shows or comic book series.
That's because we're in the land of the geek.
Jeez, there's so many. But, okay, so my top one is Faith. I don't know if anybody's heard of that. It's from, what is that, Valiant Comics?
Okay.
She's supposed to be like the first plus size superhero. And she's a female. So she's a teenager and she has like this telepathic ability. She can fly and use mind control. That's all I really know right now, but...
Okay, when's that supposed to be coming?
I have no idea when are these coming out. I just know they're coming out in 2016. Okay. It's very hard to find these things, by the way, guys. This was a hard list to form.
When we did the year-end show with Weeby Geeks doing his Webby Awards, or the Weeby Geeks Awards, whatever he called it, that was a pain trying to find just the list of what was on there.
You had to go to all the publisher websites and then look up all
trying to figure out what you want.
Titles. Does Weeby Geeks do anime stuff?
I don't know. Do they cover anime?
I don't think they have an anime one.
No.
Well, maybe we can get you in touch.
Why do they call it the Weeby Geek?
That's just what
they're all over. Just
yeah.
Weeby is that sounds like short for Weeaboo, and I know what that is.
Oh,
I was like, wait a minute.
See, you know, that's what we need. We need an anime blog on ours, and then talk to Mike.
He can, man. He knows anime.
Well, he's doing. Do you want to do two more than one blog?
No. Do you want anyone for anime? Or?
I don't know. We'll talk about that off the air, though.
Well, all we right, were talking so about...
We really don't need anime.
Doing different with mine.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, we're going
to... I'm having a difficult time wanting to...
We'll talk about all that off the air as we go. But, Vernon, what you got next?
Next one's Gwenpool.
Gwenpool?
Oh, yeah, I literally have no idea about this, but it looks very interesting because it's in Deadpool. And when I hear Gwenpool, I can think about is Gwen Stacy... Somewhere in a different universe being Deadpool. I don't know, but I'm going to buy the
book. That's kind of
is that what it is?
Because it's her, like, she's got the pink and white outfit. And, yeah, it's kind of the way they're going with it.
I totally want to read that.
They're actually bringing Gwen Stacy back to life.
I still got the first issue when Gwen was Spider-Woman, so.
Yeah.
And I got to add to the collection. Howard the Duck, of course, I'm going to continue that one. Because it's Howard the Duck. You can't go wrong there. After seeing the Jessica Jones series, I'm interested now in Patsy Walker Hellcat. Because all I've seen from Hellcat was the old Avengers comics I got at home. And, I mean, they did stuff with her, but she was like a minor character. They didn't use her like they did Iron Man.
Isn't her series supposed to be more funny, though? Like, it's not as serious?
Yeah, to me, it looked like an Archie comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the style of it is just Archie, but up-to-date.
Right. Yeah, but, like, her original, some of her original stuff
was like Archie, though.
So,
She didn't have any power. She was like the comedy beach girl that's on Rich having just things.
I think she started out just as, story. Like, one of those romance kind
she
of
was.
It looked like something from, what was that, 90210?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
It was like a romance comic, 40s. And then all of a sudden she got... She was like costume vigilante.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of bringing that back to
I think they're going to mix both of them together, which they need. Like I said, the Avengers one, I was like, she's cool, but you guys didn't do nothing really right with her. In the old ones, they did better, but this one looks more interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Next on my list is Martian Manhunter. I think they got like issue 7 coming out next year.
Yeah, I've heard the new run of Martian Manhunter is a totally different take on the character.
Well, they have to, because I mean the thing about Martian Manhunter originally was he was a Justice League member.
Yeah.
Now he's not, so they had to really come up with a better story for him. Just him.
He was a neglected Justice League member.
He was in the Watchtower or something, or in the Hall of Justice.
It's like, oh, hey, like, we need you to impersonate someone. Yeah. Once every
or
five
issues. Hey, we're gonna go to another. universe, so Martian, you take care of everything, because we know you can.
Yeah, which keep an eye on stuff.
Which, what was that, in the Crime Syndicate, when they came to Earth, all of them were gone. The only ones there was Martian Manhunter and Aquaman. They beat all of them.
Yeah.
Now I was just thinking to myself, so you beat the Justice League, because these are the same ones, just evil. Mm-hmm. You guys can take down the whole Justice League? Huh. You got Aquaman and Martian Manhunter, two of the most underrated characters they have.
They are. Time.
And then they beat the Crime Syndicate, and I was like, well, that just told me about how underrated you guys really are. You know, they don't need you.
That's right.
Then next one, which I posted on my blog, the Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle crossover. They're coming out with issue 2 this month that comes out.
So it's an entire series? I wasn't sure if it was like a one-shot or...
It's an entire mini-series.
Okay.
You know, they're going to come out one each month for 6 months.
Oh, cool.
So, that's probably like the biggest thing, honestly, out of this whole list that I'm actually interested in. Probably because I've been reading it now, and the first one caught me off guard. I didn't think it was going to be that awesome.
Who puts out TMNT usually? Isn't IDW?
Yeah, but for some reason, I think DC's. Well, it's both of them, but I think more DC.
There's been
has
comic
control.
Book crossovers for a long time.
I think DC has more control over it, I think.
I read the crossover last year of TMNT and Ghostbusters.
And I wanted to get into that, but I never did.
I didn't like the art, but I liked the story.
Well, the thing about this one is it's really weird because you got Batman in the TMNT universe, but they're in Gotham. But it looks like all Teenage Mutant Turtle drawings.
Right.
It looks, Batman looks like he's 20 years too young, but bulky. And I'm like, I don't know if I like that. Alfred looked amazing. Killer Croc looked like...
It takes
like,
some getting used to.
And Killer Croc like Leatherhead from the TMNT. Like, he was literally, if you put both of them side, it's like, okay, who's who? Because one looks like a crocodile, one's a lizard, but you guys look very similar. But definitely whoever's been drawing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles drawings, this one. But a good story. And then the last one is DC Essentials, The New Frontier. I know they... And Batman vs. Superman. Not Batman vs. Superman, I'm sorry. Batman and Superman. I'm thinking about the movie. But I feel like they think they already did those before, but now it's just a reprint and it's all in one volume. So, and I love The New Frontier. That's probably the closest we can get to the original Justice League story for the next probably 10 years, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then Batman vs. Superman is coming out, so of course I got to get myself hyped with the books.
Yeah. Well, actually, the in the trailer I was talking about that had extra Wonder Woman in it is actually the second IMAX trailer.
I meant to say, when you did that, when the show started, I was going to say, hey, Ken, that was from the original one, because I watched it at home and I couldn't find
it. No, the second IMAX trailer actually has four or five shots of Wonder Woman fighting. One is just Diana Prince in the red dress, getting out of a car.
Actually using her bracelets, I think.
And then the rest of it is actually farther
I think
in.
That was one of the first still shots they had, was her getting out of a car.
Yeah, they've had that out for a long time.
So it looks like she's actually going to have a larger part in the movie, because that looks like it's the scene where they're at the fundraiser thing with Lex.
Well, yeah, because she dances with Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Like you should.
Because there was a still shot of that, too, early on. Okay.
So, well, before we get into that, was there anything else in the realm of comic books that we're looking forward to or not looking forward to?
There's a lot not looking forward to.
Let's not get into that.
I think one thing to look forward to is to see where DC and Marvel cut their titles.
Please, no, here's what I want from DC and Marvel. Guys, I went through this list, and when I found everything, there was a very small number. Out of everything both you guys are putting out, Valiant, IDW are probably doing better than you guys, because their stuff is original. You guys are doing reprints or retellings of stuff you guys should just stick with originally. Stop coming out with new stuff, because literally you're probably going to have maybe 6 issues at the max, and you're going to cut it off. Get something that you can stick with and just run with that, and have that split up in different things. Because there's like 3 different Guardians of the Galaxy stuff I'm seeing. I'm like, wait a minute, wasn't there already like 3 books out before, like 2 years ago?
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't think they got a really good plot wise. Whoever's doing the writing.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll see something different. If not, I doubt this year from what it's looking like. But maybe next year they can get on a better track. But
well, it's
I'm gonna leave the mainstream comic books and go into something a little bit more different, because DC and Marvel's pissing me off a little bit.
Well, I know DC, on their point of view, it's weird because they still, the pre-New 52, the same editors and people in charge are still there. So I'm wondering how much of this is mandated from above them.
Yeah, and that's what
how
sucks.
Much of the changes. Because Dan DiDio is still officially in charge of the entire thing, right?
Yeah.
And Geoff Johns is up there with him. And these are the guys that have been working and been in charge of DC for, what, 15, 20 years?
20, about 20.
Okay, so they know how to write the older comic books. So I'm wondering how much is Warner Brothers saying, hey, you have to do this. You have to do this. Because Warner Brothers, we know from movies and other things, can't keep their fingers out of anything.
And the thing that's getting me with DC, the only good DC character that seems good from the original and one they improved on, which needed, is still Batman and Aquaman books and the Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
But he's not really in the big universe with them, so really only Batman and Aquaman. Aquaman's keeps improving, and Batman's.
I think
he's
Aquaman's
the only one that stays on track.
Gonna get
with
so
the
much bigger though once because of the movie coming
I'm
out.
Hoping the movie's good. I read about the movie. They got like three different people doing something different, same thing that they.
Well, he
found
does show
from.
Up in Batman Loves Superman.
I'm okay with that. But
have you seen the new toys?
The same
the
thing.
Plushies,
yeah.
The plushie
those
Aquaman
awesome.
With a giant nose.
Well, I've actually what I've seen is the pops that are coming out. They have an Aquaman pop with the tattoos and everything.
Well, what I'm afraid of is that they got like too many people. I think running the same thing that happened with Green Lantern. Now it can happen, good, but. I'm just hoping you guys stay on track and not too many heads get in the way and you guys
Well, if the like I said before, if Warner Brothers could keep their fingers out of it, maybe they could make something. The more trailers I'm seeing, see, unlike Star Wars with Batman v Superman, I'm actually watching all the trailers trying to get hyped for this movie.
The reason
trying, because I want this to be really, really good.
I've watched
really
a couple of them, and I've tried to get excited, and it's not happening.
The reason why I'm excited is just the nostalgia.
Oh, what?
I say it's one of the first movies I want the villain to win.
Yeah, we want the intro Ninja Turtle to win.
I want that in most movies.
Well, and tell me, Deadpool does or not Deadpool? What's his name?
Deathstroke. I'm trying.
Batman v Superman. Doomsday. Oh. Tell me that doesn't look like a cave troll out of Lord of the Rings.
It looks like a cave troll mixed in.
No,
with,
I just think Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
With the Ninja Turtle. With there was something else. Oh, with Abomination from
the spikes
Hulk.
Coming out of the shoulders.
Also,
and stuff right.
He looks exactly like what's the guy who played Zod? What's his name?
Oh, Michael Shannon.
He looks just
well,
like
supposed
him.
To.
Well, I know, but it's all these things in one. I'm just like.
From what I've heard, though, the glimpse you get of him is the early incarnation
of Doomsday, right?
And he keeps turning.
Well, that's a theory. That's not actually. But the reason why I'm so excited of it is because guys. Ever since I was a kid, I've seen the Superman new animated series that used to come on the WB. That was the best thing ever. So I've been waiting for decades to see this movie. That's why I'm so hyped. Well, I hear everybody saying it doesn't look good. Here's the thing. Get behind it. If it does bad, they will just poop on it like we did Fantastic Four Stick and we'll go about our business.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
What movie?
No,
Fantastic Four Stick.
People are actually going to see this
movie.
New
one?
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They didn't make a new one.
No, they didn't.
It never happened.
It never happened.
It didn't happen.
I didn't say Fantastic Four. I said Fantastic Four Stick.
Okay. So, this actually is a decent transition into, guys, this year is so packed with movies that we've made a decision here at Geek Watch 1. We're going to actually tackle movies by quarter. Because we've got 20 movies. Well, TV we're going to cover next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so,
that's going to take a couple weeks, too.
I know. But we're going to get. Because next week is all. A lot of the mid-season premieres are this week and going into next week. But actually, what's premiering this? You got the dates on everything, don't you?
Yes, I have.
Or wait, by the time we talk this issue's out, we're going to be. Most of the premieres will already have happened anyway. So next week, we're going to give you guys actually what we thought of what's coming up and what's out. And what you got? One more thing, Vernon.
I'm just looking at this 41 upcoming comic book TV shows.
That's crazy.
In 1 year, 41 different comic book themed TV shows. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, yeah.
That's going to break the everything.
We have 4 nights a week with DC Comics.
Yeah, that's right. For
you got Monday, you get Gotham and Supergirl.
Legends.
Tuesdays, you get Flash. Wednesdays, you get Arrow. Thursdays, you get Legends of Tomorrow. When's iZombie jumping in there?
iZombie and Flash come on the same night.
Okay.
I'm going to start that again.
Please do.
So,
oh, man.
Season 2.
It's going to be phenomenal. And the new there is another new trailer for Legends of Tomorrow that looks awesome. It actually talks. It's him talking to the Time Masters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And there's a new one for the Flash, too, that has...
Yeah, I saw that one, and we saw the Arrow one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, also, I did hear... I don't have the in front of me, but the little bit of TV we're talking... Vixen's coming to either Flash or Arrow.
Arrow.
And it's the same
Arrow.
They've already said it's coming to Arrow.
I put that in the my blog too.
Yeah. Yeah, she's come back, same actress and everything's come back.
It's coming to live action.
Yeah.
And I want to see her in Legends. I know they're probably going to use her in Flash and Arrow, but I think she'd be able to get Legends.
At this point, I think we can pretty much assume that Legends is going to get a second season. And I mean, it looks like not, from what everyone was saying
well,
that it's going
to... Well, they already talked it because Constantine's going to be in second season.
Well, that was part of the major rumor.
Well, they talked about possibly.
Yeah, all these are rumors. This is more so fans having common sense of, we're going to watch it. We're going to like it. You better have enough money to make a second one.
Right. Interestingly, I saw a write-up from ones who had seen the pilot of Legends, and they said it's the best comic book show coming to television, period.
And these are the same people that said the same thing about Flash when it premiered, and look
exactly.
what happened.
So they're just getting better. DC on TV are just getting better.
Well, what it is Berlanti and them have learned the formula on how to do it,
and
just keep tweaking it as they go.
Question, does it... Anybody know about what's going on with Teen Titans TV shows? That's still happening, or what's
that's still
going?
That's still rumor development. Yeah. Oh,
okay, because I got some ideas. If DC wants to get at me about it, I have a script.
I'm sure no one else has ideas.
Because
we can all work together.
I need my Nightwing. Dadgummit!
I need a good Nightwing. Because honestly,
thank you.
The comics.
They've not had a Nightwing yet.
See, I like Nightwing. I like the way they handle Nightwing in Young Justice.
Okay, I love the way they handled Nightwing and Young Justice, and for that
Batman
of when teenage no, I say wow Teen Titans, but the best one to me was still the one in the new Batman animated series.
Yes. Actually, I go back about once a year now. I bought the trade of that story of Dick's origin.
Of
when he becomes Nightwing,
okay,
which is completely different from the comic canon, but still a really good story. And I'll go back and read that just because that independent story is so good and so well written, and it's still true to the spirit of the character.
See, the only books I have at home with Dick Grayson is just the Teen Titans.
Really?
When him and Wally basically just threw away their comics.
I'll have to let you borrow. I have...
But you had to kind of read another one, I think, also to see how they got into that. Then they came back to Titans.
Vernon, I'll have to hand you a stack. I have probably the first 25 issues of... I think it was the first Nightwing solo series from the mid-90s.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm.
I have like the first 25 issues sitting at home, bagged and boarded in my box.
Because I have one Nightwing when he... Because
I love Batman that story. When it was him, when he first gets to Bloodhaven, and it's just him.
Yes.
And Bloodhaven is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Bloodhaven was bad.
Bloodhaven, yeah, if you... we have fans who live in different cities, so I'm not going to... Never mind.
And you have to read the Nightwing Huntress miniseries too.
What? Yeah, that's good too.
What do you got, real quick?
I'm just looking up all TV shows. I guess they're thinking about trying to make a hack and slash TV show.
There's been talk about
really
that.
Well,
that's going
to
have to
are
be like
working
HBO
on the,
or something.
I don't care where it's at. I'm going to try to stream this or something. We already got Ash, so hey.
Well, okay, are we doing movies or TV right now? What are we doing?
I think we're going to have to make some changes here a little bit, because we're already at an hour and 12 minutes.
Okay.
So I think we got a couple of major movies that we're going to get. Everybody here can pick a quick movie on the list. And then next week, we already know we're talking TV.
Right.
But the week after that, we'll do a movie show. We'll do a list. We can go through all of the movies that are either have already come out for the month. Mm-hmm. But my list starts on January 22nd anyway. There's not really, between now and then, there was nothing that hit my list saying that I want to see this.
Right.
Liar?
What?
January 5th. TV.
Oh, no, that's TV.
No,
that's
not...
I'm talking the movie list. Yeah, next week we're talking TV, and that's going to go nuts, because there's everything premieres, including a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah, you made me redo all that research for the TV show.
Well, we can even better research, but we're running out of time. So...
That means I get food, right?
That's right. So I'm going to start on the... let's see. Well, let's... Vicky, what do you have for a movie coming up in the first quarter? January, February, March. You want to see? This is the list I have up here. But what did you have anything on the first on
nope.
list for first quarter?
My notes are till June.
Okay. Well, look here, because there's a couple here you were interested in, too.
I don't know, I can't read that.
Oh. Actually, let's start with mine, because this is one that, I don't know if anybody else is going to catch it. I've seen the trailers for it a couple times, The Finest Hours. Have you guys seen this one?
I looked it up, and I don't really consider it a geek movie, because
well,
it's just a true story
disaster. But it's still just a movie in general, is the way I did it.
When, oh, see, I thought we were doing geek stuff.
I thought we were doing geek
podcast.
Stuff, too, yeah.
Well, I'm doing both. I'm doing both.
No,
I'm a movie geek.
You're cheating now. You're
no,
cheating now.
I'm a movie geek.
No, you're cheating.
But it's Chris Pine's, so it's Captain Kirk.
So that's not an excuse. This is not Captain Kirk on a spaceship. It's a freaking disaster movie.
It still looks cool. It's actually a true story about what they call it, the most daring rescue in the Coast Guard history. Comes out in June 29th. It happens during a ginormous storm. This tiny little boat has to go out and save a freighter that's actually been like cut in half.
George Clooney movie from a few years ago, the big storm one.
I never saw that one, but another one again. That's okay. So Finest Hours, I'm looking forward to. Cameron, do you have any movies coming up that you want to see?
Deadpool?
That's where we're going to get into that in a minute. You can't take that away from her. She'll, like, take your head off.
Oh, I will.
She'll cut your head off.
I have the side. They're just at home.
Uh-huh. Vernon, what movie... Well, we've already talked yours, Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Your major one.
It's still... For the first quarter, still Batman v Superman.
Okay. Kylan, what do you have for the first quarter movies that you're really looking forward to?
Actually, I got a couple.
Then we're going to do a movie show.
You got to get one.
Everybody's
having my money. I'm going to see it.
Kung Fu Panda 3.
What? That's actually really? On the list.
What? Because he is the big fat panda.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. You didn't go for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Well, see, I'm looking through and I didn't realize. That's how I was looking to see.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Sword of Destiny.
Ooh.
You're much more Poe, though. You are Poe.
Ooh.
Hey, I know that feeling. I'm Poe, too.
Ooh.
I'm so Poe.
I know, there's two Kung Fu movies.
See, there's two Kung Fu movies, man.
Yeah, but see, Kung Fu Panda 3 has a whole nation of Kung Fu pandas.
Yep.
He teaches them all Kung Fu.
You know, and that's
if you want something like really serious, you've got the Crouching Tiger one.
You know,
how can you say that's serious?
Oh,
Crouching Tiger is a serious.
That's
movie.
A very serious movie. That's a That's.
I mean, it's a fantasy, but it's very serious.
You know what? I will go with. I'm gonna go with Kung Fu Panda 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Dawn, without Deadpool.
No surprise at all. Mine will be Deadpool.
Okay.
If it were not Deadpool, quite honestly, I don't know that there's one I'm looking forward to.
Well, that fifth wave looks interesting if you've seen the trailers for it.
It's an alien invasion movie, and I'm not into alien invasion movies.
I've never even seen
Independence Day.
I've seen War of the Worlds, I've seen Independence Day, and this to me is just like, oh, well, we're doing this again.
Look, it's another alien invasion.
And I don't get how everything, I'm going to fight back for the Earth. There is no Earth. We are going to die in about 50 years at the max. They messed up the planet.
Okay. So, like we said a couple times, Geesters, we're going to come back and do an actual movie show. And because this year is going to be real thick with movies.
See, by the time we get to it, we won't even have seen most of these movies anyway.
Exactly.
There's a new one or two.
Even if we
like
wait a couple weeks, we're still only bypassing like the couple of horror movies that are coming out.
Yeah. Wait, what horror movies? What good horror movies?
The Forest.
I didn't say good.
Okay.
I just said it's coming out.
Different. Mm. It looks
like
a different idea.
And The Boy.
The Boy I've never
heard
of.
The Boy looks creepy as all get out.
It does, but
it's got it's got someone from Walking Dead in it, and she plays this supposedly like a nanny or something.
Yeah, and she doesn't listen
from
the trailer.
And their kid has died somehow, and they have this doll replacing him, and that's what she's supposed to look after.
Oh, wait. I remember seeing the trailer for that
yes.
one.
Yes. It looks creepy, but
the doll's like possessed.
I was so okay with the trailer until I seen, here's a list of rules you follow, and in the trailer she didn't follow none. So in my head I'm thinking, that's the worst plot for a horror movie. I want a horror movie where something actually is just, ooh, how this happened is scary. Oh,
yeah,
she didn't follow the rules.
Follow
now
the
I don't care what happens to her because she was stupid.
Okay, so that's just a real quick touch on what movies are coming up.
She lost my sense.
And nice thing, since we're going quarterly, we can do a movie show once every 3 months and it doesn't take it. We still have room for everything else. Also, remember, so next week we got TV. We're going to get deep into all kinds of stuff because, like I said before, we got plenty of stuff. This week alone, we have Teen Wolf and what's the other one that was with it?
How many Teen Wolf seasons?
Shannara Chronicles.
The Shannara Chronicles.
The Simpsons, Gallivant, Family Guy, Supergirl.
All
it all
this
starts
week.
This week.
So, and then in 2 weeks we get
I don't have cable.
We get
all, right.
all of the DC shows start. So,
right.
There's lots of stuff to cover.
Yes.
So, I want to, actually, as we're wrapping this down, Cameron, Vernon, thank you for being on the show with us again.
Thanks for hearing me out.
And it's not unfortunate that you were
thanks
here.
Thanks for coming to get me.
Thank
Bart,
you.
Bart, you were missed. We love you, brother. You know you got a seat with us anytime. So, any final thoughts from anybody? before I run down my list.
I can't wait for this year of movies and TV.
I'm really poor this year.
Yeah, you're they're really taking. I'm giving year. All my money. Wait,
I'm going to be in more debt from separate from what I have from college.
I'm yeah. giving all my money to these comics that I want to read and these movies I want to see. And you know, I don't have cable, but I have those streaming accounts. So you know, you guys. Might
get oh, and we should point out. I know it's technically TV related, but it was just released that Netflix will have the second season of Daredevil in March. It won't be April as previously yeah. reported. It's going to be March, so we've hopefully got something them, to binge then.
You know what? That may so. Them bumping that up may put in move another spot for like midsummer for something then.
Maybe Iron Fist, because I don't think they know what they're doing with that.
Iron Squirrel Fist has not started.
Well, no, Luke Cage is the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, there's Vicky.
I didn't hear that, Vicky.
For phase 3 of or phase 2 of Marvel
Toby. As long as Netflix, it's not a Netflix show no.
It's Squirrel Girl.
I mean, cuz that'll be a sitcom, so we don't need that.
Possibly.
Yeah, well yeah, I think they're reserving Netflix for their street level.
And plus they can't have Squirrel characters. Girl show up until Luke and Jessica get married and have their baby because Squirrel Girl looks after the baby.
That's true.
Wait,
so
wait,
technically
wait,
that can't,
wait,
that
hey,
that can't
hey,
happen for a couple years.
None of that doesn't matter because we can't get Spider-Man doing some of that. Alright. And you know Wolverine won't be having a pacifier waiting for that baby.
And I can't believe that you didn't say you were looking forward to Uncharted 4.
Because I have Laura Croft. Laura Croft, boys.
Wait,
this is a
wait, no. Hold on. Now I'll get into debate.
Let's not go
because
into Cam's fantasy
wait,
world.
Wait, listen here. Cam was supposed to have both of those on the PS4. That's all I want to say.
No, I don't care about the PS4. I have an Xbox One.
No, I'll get Uncharted 4. I'm pre-ordering that with my Best Buy gift card.
Right there.
And I'm giving it to them
right
because
there.
I have
Thank
all four
you.
Of them.
Thank
I was
you.
Playing. I was playing Laura Croft until I found out that, oh, we won't get it for the Xbox. Sorry, only Xbox get it, not PS4. So I stopped playing the other one, because what the heck?
You're just mad we took your franchise from you.
I'll bite your finger.
No, this is my editing hand.
No, I'll bite that thing. No, I'll let you know.
Just to edit my videos. Let me alone. Hey, we have Halo.
That's all right, you guys can keep it. I'm not the biggest Halo fan.
And Killer Instinct.
But,
I'm not the biggest killer.
Like so, as we're in,
Huh?
You don't like fighting games.
What? Well,
I
just guys
play
fight off
all
air.
I do is play fighting games.
Why did you get so mad at the killer? Not killer, I'm
trying to tell the brothers.
Yeah.
Because you say you didn't like it, it's a great game.
Whether or not they grew up together, they're still brothers.
Yeah, they're still brothers.
For new modern.
It's not that I'm not looking for.
See,
I can play Laura.
They need to start their own show and just have this back and forth. People listen to it for years.
The entire show.
I didn't mean
sorry, we were on a game rant there, and I'm not even a game guy.
Well, Vicky did have actually a list of stuff for the next couple quarters that that's going to affect Cameron because they got video game movies. And these actually finally video
right.
game movies
they
look
do.
Good.
That was what my list
for this
got,
year.
It got
that's
yeah.
that's going to go on our movie show. Right?
Why did it get vetoed? Because
there's so, no
so
short. Well, no, they're going to be farther on. Yeah, running out of time.
This
but,
is until June.
Yeah. She's going to be bringing the getting all the information for Assassin's Creed Warcraft.
She's ready, guys.
So we're going to be good to go once we get the movie show for that. And also your Shadowhunters. That one looks awesome. We're definitely going to hit that for next week. So, but we're already at an hour and 25 minutes, so
good.
We're going to have to wrap this up, guys.
This is what we're expecting.
Remember, guys, you can always find us on www.geekwatch1.com. You can go there, and there's banners all over here and there on the site that give us a little bit of love. Now, if you go to geekwatch1.com, a lot of these games and movies and comic books that we were talking about are available on this place called amazon.com. Now, if you go to GeekWatch 1 and click on the banner that says Amazon.com, costs you no extra. All you do is you buy like you're going to normally buy, and they give us a little bit of love. And then through that, we can give you guys a little bit of love back. So we can keep giving more great content and doing more great... go to more conventions and upgrading our equipment so we sound better. Also, there are other affiliates on the sponsors page at GeekWatch1.com. We also have what's called Patreon on there. From there, you give us like $5-$10 a month. And by doing that, you get prizes and things that are on the list. There's already a list on there of stuff. If you don't see something on that you'd like to get from us, send us an email. We'll see what we can do about that. Okay? We're all about helping out the listeners. So that's on the sponsors link on geekwatch1.com. Now, you can also get us from iTunes, Stitcher, and the Satchel Player at GeekWatch 1. You can go to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Kylan and Ken. Now, the email I told you about, if you have any ideas or things to add to the show or things you don't like on the show, let us know. It's Kylan and Ken at gmail.com. We're also on the Tangent Bound and Weeby Geeks networks at tangentboundnetwork.com and weebygeeks.com. And then also, the last thing I have is, remember,
no matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.